We're taking a look now at the confirmation hearings that are underway for Governor Tony Evers' cabinet nominees. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Late last year, as then-Governor-elect Tony Evers announced his first cabinet picks, he said, quote, "I'm seeking talent and to have a cabinet that looks like the people of Wisconsin." The full Senate must vote to approve Governor Evers' cabinet secretaries, and Senate hearings are underway. We'll begin with looking at testimony from Corrections Secretary designee Kevin Carr. What are your thoughts on Governor Evers' picks for corrections and transportation secretaries? What are the policy biggest changes you think need to happen in Wisconsin when it comes to criminal justice and transportation? We're at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Sean is a WPR State Capitol reporter, and thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we have to start first by asking you about this news about the GOP tax cut plan. Yesterday, Governor Evers issued his first veto against the plan. Can you bring us up to date on that?
So this was the veto that pretty much everybody saw coming, I think. Evers had signaled for a long time that he was unhappy with the Republican tax cut plan, had never gone so far as saying, yes, I will veto it, but had never given any indication he would sign it. And so he did go ahead and veto it. It's kind of significant. Symbolically, it's the first bill they sent to him. And this is the first action, kind of major legislative action he's taking as governor. In his veto message, he talked about how he was troubled that the bill was passed outside of the regular budget process, that it wouldn't be paid for. He was troubled that it didn't have bipartisan support. And he said he's going to introduce his own income tax cut as part of his budget, which, again, is something he said for a while now.
So yesterday's confirmation hearing, Secretary Designee of the Department of Corrections, Kevin Carr, faced his confirmation yesterday. First of all, what is his background?
I'll tell you, I did not cover the Kevin Carr hearing, and I don't know his background as well as I do some of the other committee hearings. I do know that what he talked about yesterday.
You covered transportation. I'm sorry.
I did.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Sorry. So you were covering Craig Thompson. So why don't we start with Craig Thompson?
All right. So Craig Thompson has kind of a long history around the transportation issue in one form or another. He's most recently worked with the Wisconsin Transportation Development Association, which it includes a kind of a wide variety of groups. It represents road builders. It represents local governments. I think that road builder tie is what's getting most attention with Craig Thompson. He also, before that, worked for the Wisconsin Counties Association, I believe, and, you know, generally has kind of a low-key personality, is very good with details when it comes to transportation, and has been around this issue as the state over the last decade in particular has talked about, you know, what the heck are we going to do with road funding. Thompson's
We're talking with Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. We're talking about state Senate confirmation hearings that were held yesterday, and this one for Transportation Department Secretary Designee Craig Thompson. Sean, I cut you off there mid-sentence as we went to a break there, but I want you to carry on with what you saw in Craig Thompson's hearing there yesterday.
So, the hearing was really low-key. I think with Thompson, it's kind of an interesting confirmation story because it seems like of all the Evers secretaries, his confirmation is perhaps the one that's in doubt. You might not know it, though, just listening to this confirmation hearing. He was the only person who testified. The committee is three Republicans and two Democrats. I wouldn't say that his feet were really held to the fire or anything. I mean, they had kind of questions about, even had questions about specific road projects in their districts. There were nobody there that testifying against him. And you know, there were just registrations from a wide variety of groups that supported Craig Thompson's, you know, nomination to be transportation secretary. All that said, he is not necessarily a shoo-in to get that job, but the people in that room liked him.
So how likely is Thompson to be confirmed by the Republican majority Senate?
I think the question is where there's this group of Republicans in the Senate who I think you could say held up any kind of tax or fee increase in the Senate in the last legislative session. Maybe there were others, but there's this outspoken group in the Senate. They include senators like Dewey Strobel, like Steve Noss, like Senator Craig. There's also Senator Kapinga in the Senate. And, there's this kind of small coalition that sticks together on a lot of transportation funding stuff. And their issue with Thompson is his work on the Transportation Development Association and, its connections to road builders. While it's not the only group that the TDA represents, these senators feel like those road builder ties are too much for them, potentially.
So this is a lobbying organization that's represented transportation stakeholders in the state?
Yeah, and because one of those stakeholders is the road builders, road builders will consistently push for road funding. I mean, that's kind of part of their nature. When there's talk about whether or not the state should have some kind of a tax or fee increase to pay for roads in the long term, the answer is generally yes. And the answer for these four or five Republican senators when it comes to that question is generally no. They feel like the state's spending too much on roads, and they just want to kind of stand firm against any of that.
What is Thompson's background beyond that position?
I think, he said that he'd worked for the counties back into the 90s. So he, I think, came into the road funding issue from the perspective of a local government. And they have a huge stake in road funding. Most of the roads in Wisconsin, by far, are local roads. They might get some state aid to pay for those roads, but they're local roads. And so whenever the state is talking about road funding issues, it's a local issue too. And so he has kind of that perspective as he goes into this debate. And that's something that he said in the hearing yesterday, is that we need to deal with those local roads who make up such a huge portion of the highways in Wisconsin.
We're talking with Sean Johnson. He is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief, talking about state Senate confirmation hearing yesterday that were held yesterday for Transportation Secretary Designee Craig Thompson. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your thoughts on Governor Evers' pick for Transportation Secretary, his pick for other secretary appointments? What are the biggest policy changes you think need to happen in Wisconsin when it comes to transportation, and how do these issues affect your community? How do they hit home? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Sean, during the hearing yesterday, did Thompson indicate what his priorities as Transportation Department Secretary would be?
One of the things he said was that he'd view the department's success on, whether people see an improvement in their transportation system. So, there's a lot of talk about people not being happy with the conditions of roads right now. You would presume that would need to change in order for Thompson to measure his time there as a success. And he pivoted right from that, though, to talking about the way that we need to fund roads in Wisconsin and his view that it needs to be kind of a user fee system. So right now, the biggest user fees to pay for those are gas taxes and registration fees. Those haven't gone up in a long time. I mean, the gas tax hasn't gone up since about 2006. So because Wisconsin has gotten away from that, it's had to rely on other forms of funding, chiefly borrowing, and borrowing more and more in Wisconsin. That's something that Thompson said he wants to address.
Sean, we're not political reporters here. We don't sit in on these hearings. But when we think of confirmation hearings, I think of more of them at the federal level, and testimony and hours and hours of testimony. Are the procedures pretty similar, or what is it like at the state level for these confirmation hearings?
I would say take all the drama that you see at a confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., and dial it down about as far as it goes most of the time. Most confirmation hearings are not all that confrontational. I think you start with the presumption in state government that if a governor nominates someone to a cabinet position, there's a pretty good chance that they are going to get that job, that they won't. I mean, all these people are already working in these jobs, too. Craig Thompson is, in effect, already our transportation secretary. The state Senate could not confirm him and vote to fire him, basically. But he's the transportation secretary now. And the presumption, I think, you go into these things with is they're going to get the jobs. And these hearings are, even with Thompson's, there were a number of reporters there because there's some conflict here. There's a little drama. But drama was notably absent from this hearing. There were a lot of people there to listen, a lot of lobbyists there to register their support. But there was not a lot of conflict at this hearing.
Okay, so there are 17 cabinet members. Where are we in this process of confirmations?
Just hearings so far. So there have been a handful who've had hearings, like Craig Thompson did yesterday, Department of Corrections Secretary Designee Kevin Carr did yesterday. They've had these hearings. Not everybody's had them. And the Senate hasn't voted on any of them yet. I mean, we're very early in the legislative session. Even though the legislature did send a tax cut bill to the governor's desk, they are still getting started, basically, in terms of meeting, passing stuff, voting on secretaries.
And these hearings, as yesterday, are before a committee, and then the full Senate still must vote on these cabinet picks. Is that right?
That's right. And so that's where I guess the real potential conflict comes, because the senators who have a potential issue with Craig Thompson in particular don't sit on the Transportation Committee. There are senators on the Transportation Committee who seem to have a pretty good rapport with Craig Thompson. The ones like I mentioned earlier, Dewey Strobel, Chris Kapminga, Steve Nass, others who potentially have problems with the DOT, they're in the Senate. And so it's really going to be they have enough numbers within that small group to hold things up if they stick together. So the question for them is whether they want to do that on Craig Thompson, because if it's not Craig Thompson, it's going to be somebody else that they might not they particularly care for either. You don't know. Thompson is not, he's not a combative person at all. He lays out the facts. I think there are senators who would disagree with his view that the state needs revenue. But he's pretty low key and pretty straightforward when it comes to talking about roads.
So, Sean, how long might this take for all of these cabinet picks to be confirmed or not? How long in the legislative session might this go?
I think this will be wrapped up pretty early in the session. Typically, it doesn't necessarily have to be. In the past, you have seen some confirmations for other positions that people just stayed in the position without that Senate confirmation. They did their jobs. They were effectively the leaders of agencies, but the Senate never gave them its blessing. That's been a possibility in the past, that they did make some changes to the confirmation process, like tweaks in the lame duck session last year. I'm not entirely sure what that would do to the timeline, but I think most of these people, there's going to be a vote on them in the early going, because the Senate, the Assembly, the governor are going to be haggling over the budget from here until at least summer.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. We've been taking a look at the confirmation hearings that are underway for Governor Tony Evner's cabinet nominees, talking there about the Transportation Secretary designee Craig Thompson. Next hour, we'll be with Laurel White, WPR's State Capitol reporter, looking at Corrections Secretary designee Kevin Carr. And now we're going to switch gears here and talk about abolitionist teaching. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.